Hi, Aaron Burgwisch here. And in this next exercise, we're going to work on increasing your willingness to share. If music is going to be more than a hobby for you, if you have a vision of yourself being a successful musician or a rock star even, you're going to have to put it out there. You're going to have to share it. Many musicians start off, wanting to share their music, who they are really, but learn instead along the way to fear doing this more than anything. To some degree, almost everyone, no matter what they do, is fearful of sharing who they are, even with the people closest to them, let alone the world. But that's where the secret to success lies. I mean, in music, willingness to share defines success in music. I mean, just look at any successful artist. I mean, willingness to share is the difference between successful artists and unsuccessful artists. I mean, sharing is what this business is all about. And if you think about it, when you write a song, you've got something important to share. You've got to get it down. You get it down and put it in a format so it can be communicated. And no matter what kind of work you do, it's when you're sharing your talents that you get paid, right? When you share all the way, you show your audience it's okay for them to do it too. Your show touches them. You get them out of their heads. You show them what's possible, and you change their lives. And, you travel around then. You're creating this, sharing this, co-creating this with your audience. With any audience, with every audience, wherever you go. In this next exercise, we're going to transform lower emotional energies that are getting in the way of you sharing who you are on stage. In this next exercise, we're going to access an elevated emotion. We're going to build it up. We're going to build it up, magnify it, expand it outwards, and share it with the world. The world is going to be your audience. And just like in the last exercise, we're going to start this one off by sitting down. So just give me a few moments to get that set up. And in the meanwhile, I've got a few things that you can get ready too. Okay, so here we are, sitting down in a meditative pose, and just as we did before, before we begin, we're going to want to relax and take some deep breaths and close our eyes and try to quiet our mind a little bit. Okay, and then we'll be ready to begin. And of course, in this meditative pose, you can have your hands up or down or with your fingers together in some way, okay? You're just gonna close your eyes. Take some deep breaths for a minute or two. And focus our minds a little bit. Just listen to everything going on around you. Listen to the whatever you can hear, one thing at a time. Focus on the sounds, and it'll help you quiet your mind. And then you'll be relaxed, and off we go.
Your next challenge is to remember and really feel the person you knew yourself to be as a child. You might start by quietly singing your favorite nursery rhyme from your childhood. Mine was always Baba Black Sheep. This may sound a little silly, but just singing that nursery rhyme, rocking back and forth, does create a feeling for me, and I think it will for you too. You could start there with a nursery rhyme, and you could sing it a few times over. Just get into it and let it take you back. Next, you want to recall images of yourself from when you were younger. Just let images of yourself from memories and pictures flash across your mind. Remember the big things you did when you were a kid, your favorite things, your victories, the hobbies you had, the sports you played, what you did at lunch hour. Did one of the best times of your life happen when you were a child or a teenager? Go back to that time. Who was the person who took that leap? Remember that person. That feeling. You want to feel the sense of adventure, the enthusiasm, and the willingness of that child or teenager you once were, even if just in a hazy kind of way. You had a lot of faith in life, and you had a lot of energy, and you were going to be someone, and you were unstoppable too. Delve deep. Peel back the layers. Remember the detail. Take all the time you need to get in touch with that feeling. Okay, now that you're in touch with that feeling, I want you to imagine it as light. Just feel the feeling and see the light in your mind's eye. The light is in your body. It's swirling around and radiating in all directions. Can you see and feel this light? It wants to grow. So just imagine it growing. Just imagine it growing bigger and bigger and swirling outwards until it fills the entire room. Okay. Now that it's filling the entire room, I want you to imagine the face or faces of the people in your life who have given you unconditional love. If you can, just imagine that these people are there in the room with you and they're smiling. They're putting their hands on your shoulders in support. See that special look in their eyes. Know that the light has just gotten stronger. Wants to grow some more. And it is. It's expanded beyond your house to the nearby streets. Can you imagine that? Can you wrap your mind around that? Yes, you can. Because it's still going. It's now filled your entire neighborhood. See your entire neighborhood filled with this light. It's coming from you and it's filled the entire neighborhood. Imagine that. And it's still growing and spreading. You may feel your eyes widening and your hands lifting as you do this. That's okay. Just stretch your mind to see how the light continues to spread outwards. Now you can see your city filled with this light. And it's still expanding from you outwards. It's reached the next big city. And the next one. And now the whole country is enveloped by this living, flowing, swirling light. It's intense. Increase the intensity. Build it further. Okay. And now, let it fill the entire continent. And the hemisphere, and now share it with the entire world. And push it outward. Expand it. It wants to expand. It's encircling the entire globe. And now, the solar system. And now the galaxy. And now as far as your mind can reach, the entire universe. Hold yourself expanded and open and filled with this love and light for as long as possible. Tears may come to your eyes. Let them come. Can you do this? Yes, you can. And when you're ready, you can let the feeling subside little by little. You may feel a surge of gratitude. The more you do this exercise, the more readily present the feeling will be. But start by doing it once. I know you can do it. And from the first time you do it, there'll be benefits. You'll start to see possibility all around you instead of obstacles, hindrances, denials, and delays. And with a sense of possibility, doors will be opened.